Continuing. In the mid-19th century, a man named Schreber, the father of a paranoid patient described by Freud, wrote a series of books on child rearing. They were so popular in Germany that some of them went through 40 printings and were translated into several languages. In these works, it stressed again and again that children should start being trained as early as possible, even as early as their fifth month of life, if the soil is to be, quote, kept free of harmful weeds, unquote. I have encountered similar views in parents' letters and diaries, which provide the outsider with a clear indication of the underlying causes of the serious illnesses that developed in their children, who were later to become my patients. And this is Alice Miller speaking. But initially, these patients of mine were unable to derive much benefit from these diaries and had to undergo long and deep analysis before they could begin to see the truth in them. First, they had to become detached from their parents and develop their own individuality. And my comment quickly, I believe this is included in what we're thinking of as soul sufficiency, developing one's own individuality. Continuing, the conviction that parents are always right and that every act of cruelty, whether conscious or unconscious, is an expression of their love, is so deeply rooted in human beings under class because it's based on the process of internalization that takes place during the first months of life. In other words, during the period preceding separation from the primary caregiver. Two passages from Dr. Schreber's Advice to Parents, written in 1858, will illustrate the method of raising children prevalent at the time. Quote from Dr. Schreber, "The little ones, displays of temper as indicated by screaming or crying without cause, should be regarded as the first test of your spiritual and pedagogical principles. Once you have established that nothing is really wrong, that the child is not ill, distressed, or in pain, then you can rest assured that the screaming is nothing more than an outburst of temper, a whim, the first appearance of willfulness. Now you should no longer simply wait for it to pass, as you did in the beginning, but should proceed in a more positive way, by quickly diverting its attention by stern words, threatening gestures, rapping on the bed, or, if none of this helps, by appropriately mild corporal admonishments repeated persistently at brief intervals until the child quiets down or falls asleep." And I should tell myself, remember her words, because I find myself being too judgmental here. And I'm inspired not just with this comment, not just by Alice Miller, but Samuel Butler, who took the time in The Way of All Flesh to go back in time and reveal what happened to his own father. And this is, I mean, the man's brilliant, right? I mean, exposed exactly what Alice is exposing using his medium of art, of the novel. Continuing, "This procedure will be necessary only once or at most twice, and then you will be master of the child forever. From now on, a glance, a word, a single threatening gesture will be sufficient to control the child. Remember that this will be of the greatest benefit to your child, since it will spare him many hours of agitation inimical to his successful growth, freeing him from all those inner torments that can, moreover, very easily lead to a proliferation of pernicious character traits that will become increasingly difficult to conquer." And that's quoted in Morton Schatzman, his book, Soul Murder. And since I'm thinking of Samuel Butler, he would be a good example of someone who Surrendered to those pernicious character traits and became a human being.